Rick Kinney, welcome.
Thank you, Julia. It's nice to be here.
Now, just over a year ago, we sat right here discussing your goal-to-go game plan for renovating that historic Clyde Theater, and those doors are just about ready to open. Congratulations, of course, but how's the roller coaster ride been for you?
You know, it's been very long and arduous, but it's going really well, and I'm glad that I stuck with it. It's really going to pay off someday. And right now, it's paying off for the neighborhoods and the community, so we're starting to see the results of all this hard work.
I think you proved your point that you would work as hard as you had to once you had that green.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things when you get into something like this, I think you always know that it's going to be hard, and there are no guarantees. But one thing is for sure is that hard work does pay off, and you just have to keep going, because every day you think that the rug's going to get pulled out and it's just not going to happen. You know, if you make it through those hard times, you will get over that mountain, probably to find another mountain blocking out the sun.
But what?
You just got to start climbing again.
Good for you. Does the physical space and all of the improvements that you have done measure up to the original glory and dazzle factor plus what you had in mind?
Absolutely. In fact, it's become something even better with the involvement of Chuck and Lisa Surak. They have a great vision for things like this also. And so we've really gone to an extent that I never imagined. We did some things that were not a part of the original scope with things like acoustical plaster. We have a 7,000 square foot dressing room and production wing that we added. Culmination of my experience, Chuck's experience, and the acoustical engineer. We all came together and we designed the absolute best dressing room setup and production load-in, load-out space that you could ever imagine.
Is it going to knock our socks off the way it looks?
I believe it is going to 100%. Just the pure aesthetics from when you walk into the lobby of the venue. All of our bars are brand new. We're hiring, in my opinion, the best bartenders and wait staff in town. Everybody wants to work at this venue, of course, because it's really cool. Between that and the sound and the lighting and all of the production, we want our patrons to have the absolute best experience for any venue world, really. Our goal is to be something that is just the absolute best for the community and the region, and really all the way down to the neighborhoods. We want to be a really good steward of the neighborhoods on the south side of Fort Wayne.
And good. So far, so good. And
yeah.
Yes, definitely keep up that work. Okay, what about the staff for all of this? How many new jobs has this created?
Over 100.
Fantastic. Yep. We know it's going to look good and it's going to sound good. What are people going to experience?
Well, it's actually going to feel good. From the time people pull into the Quimby Village parking lot, they're going to see 6 acres of brand new asphalt, front to back, side to side. That parking lot hasn't been repaved in, I don't know, it could have been 30 or 40 years. So that was very important to us. Brand new sidewalks all around the Clyde Theater property itself. A couple other areas of sidewalks are getting updated around Quimby Village.
So the whole thing exterior-wise is really being brought into the 21st century as well.
It is, yeah. We're even installing brand new energy-efficient LED lighting.
Oh, great.
One of the things that I was really stuck on from the beginning is that we have no incandescent lighting, no fluorescent lighting, all LED. It's something that Chuck has done over at Sweetwater, and it just makes a lot of sense. Low energy consumption, brand new lighting in that parking lot. That parking lot is lit up again, and it hasn't been lit up in 20 years, I believe.
So we're going green, and we're going full watt, and it's going to be something amazing.
Yeah, it is. You pull into the parking lot, you get out of your car, you're on brand new asphalt, you walk up to the building, we have brand new front doors, brand new sidewalk, the Clyde Theater sign is resurrected, the Quimby Village sign is being completely rebuilt from the bottom up, and when you walk into the building, you're going to be greeted with people who are friendly and really happy to be there. When you show up to this venue, you're going to be safe. We have very high security standards for everything from the parking lot to the venue itself, and we have very high patron services standards, so we just want everybody to be treated well and feel welcome and safe.
And it almost seems like you don't even need musical acts to have a good time there. But in fact, we do have musical acts coming our way. For starters, are we still going to enjoy the seated and standing market?
Yeah, that brings up a good point. You know, this venue, the main purpose of this originally was to give Fort Wayne something that we were missing. And that is a very high quality music venue that's capable of doing standing room general admission concerts. Something that's very, very important to us and our brand is to offer something to everyone in the community. So we're also going to be able to do shows for over 800 seated. And we're announcing a lot of shows, reserved seat events where you can actually go online, buy your ticket. You can choose anywhere you want to sit in the venue.
And your playbill sounds beautifully full already. I know it's going to get as full as it can be. Is there a music genre focus, or are you really keeping it broad-based?
We are not focused on one specific genre at all. We want to keep it broad-based. So every genre, I won't even mention the genres. We're just going to say
every single
genre. We want to cater to every demographic. And, you know, at some point, we even want to do festivals that are maybe like multicultural festivals that touch on like the tastes of a different part of this world and the music of a different part of this world and dance, art. It's going to take time to do those things, but that's definitely a strong goal in our minds. And there's plans being put in place to do those things.
And there's space as well as spirit and determination to do those things, it sounds like.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, we have 6 acres of parking and we can be very creative with that and do something cool.
I bet you can. And we certainly look forward to it. Okay. I know that we're hitting the national and the regional acts quite nicely. And as you've just promised us, pretty much no genre left behind. In the meantime, what place are local acts going to claim on that Clyde Theater stage?
We're going to do our best for every national show that we book. We want to push to have a local or regional opening act. Growing up in Fort Wayne, started playing in bands when I was 13, and it was very tough to get an opportunity to be on a nice big stage with a nice big sound system in front of a lot of people. It just didn't exist. There were very few all-ages clubs. We want to give a platform for local musicians to play for those musicians that have worked really hard and are really talented. We are going to be doing shows that are just featuring local artists also. That's really important to our brand and our identity. And for instance, we have a soft opening coming up on Sunday, May 6th with Pink Droid, which is a local Pink Floyd tribute band.
What a good opening
band
to have for that.
We're also going to be doing a soft opening Wednesday, May 9th with Heaven's Gateway Drugs and the Bee Colony. And that's going to be a really fun show. Those are all local bands that I love going to see, and a lot of people really like that music. We even have some local openers already for the shows that we are allowed to bring in a local opener. It's definitely our goal. Any chance that we get, we are certainly going to bring in a local opener.
Good for you. And again, good for the musician community as well as the music lover community.
Thank you, Julia.
This seems to be covering all of the senses quite nicely, but I know that there's a Lux Artwork Gallery space. How is that going to work for you?
On the second level, we have transformed the storage area and projection booth into a VIP gallery with box seating.
Ooh.
I won't get into too many details. I don't want to spoil it for everyone, but you're going to see artwork from local artists up in the VIP gallery. And you're also going to see some artwork from local artists downstairs in the lobby.
Great.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. So many people supported this theater from a local level, Young Leaders of Northeast Indiana, the City of Fort Wayne, City Council, County Council, all of the neighborhood associations, the State of Indiana with IEDC and Regional Cities Grant, you know, the Legacy Grant. We want to make sure that we are being good stewards of that money. And we want to make sure we're being good stewards of the neighborhood and the community. And part of that is giving a platform for local artists to show off their art.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. So it's really important to us. And people are going to see some really neat things there.
They are. And hear neat things. Yeah. And it's going to be grand.
Yeah. It's a dream come true.
You've told us a lot about the interior. What about your own personal space there?
Well, I've had an office there that I've never been able to use. So if it's 0 degrees outside, it's 0 degrees in that building. If it's 100 degrees outside, it's 120 upstairs in that building. I've had, you know, some meetings in there when I was walking different people through, but really it's been a vacant space. And so with all this work happening, I'm actually going to have my office in a week, finally.
Well, you know what it feels like to have an office?
I don't. I had an office at the embassy. Of course, it was shared with someone, but now I'm actually going to have my own office. And I feel pretty good about that. I've been looking forward to this day for a very long time.
That is exciting. And of all people, you deserve it, Rick.
Probably won't
spend a lot of time in it, but you will have it to be sure. And in the meantime, you've been in that neighborhood, and I know you've got your feel for it. How are your neighbors? How is your bonding with all of them working out?
My neighbors have been very, very excited for a long time. I started way, way back in 2012, going to every neighborhood association meeting that I possibly could and shaking hands and talking to everybody and explaining to them what it is that I would like to do with the Clyde Theater in Quimby Village. They know that, you know, you could sit and you could look at a completely decrepit shopping center that's going to eventually just get torn down and be a black hole, or we could implement this plan and do something amazing. And that's what's happening. So everyone is extremely excited. And speaking more to the actual neighbors that are there in the commercial strip, We have the wonderful Halls family. They're such nice
they
people.
They have to be good neighbors to have.
They really are. Jeff Hall is such a great guy. Ben Hall is, the entire family is amazing. And to have the original Halls drive in there.
Has to be a point of pride.
It is. Yeah, there's really great history there. In fact, they've just done a major renovation project. They're updating the original drive-in spaces. So now it's going to be Halls drive-in again. And to see that happening is really warms my heart, I have to say. It's part of history coming back. And then just right across the river over on Broadway, we have the 07 Pub. And everything that Marcus and Clancy have done for that place is exactly what we want to see happen out there.
Rejuvenating the 07 and the environs real fast, real furious, and yeah, bringing the life back to it.
Yep, that's great. That's our goal.
Well, good job and keep up the good work. I am kind of curious and just want to hear it from you. How does it feel to be standing on this threshold with the whole city and its musician population and its music-loving population even more behind you than ever?
You know, it's surreal. Everyone that believes in music and community and a really good quality of life in Fort Wayne has supported me for this project since day one. They've been rooting for me. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of really, really smart people involved, and I could not have gotten it done without them. It really took a lot of gusto, you know, to get those people to support it. But to be in a place that I see physical work happening, and I've been watching it happen, and I've been a part of all of these construction meetings and all of the planning meetings, it's surreal. It's overwhelming, but it feels really good. It feels like a victory. And I know that after we have those first couple of shows, I know that at some point I'm going to sit there in my office and I'm going to say, oh my gosh, this is real. We made this happen. And it would not be possible without all of those supporters. Chuck and Lisa Surak have really stepped up and come a long way to support this vision. It's not only my vision, it's the vision of the community. So many people have gotten behind it. Young Leaders of Northeast Indiana pushed hard for over a year to get the community to support this. And I think it went a long way with the Regional Cities Initiative and getting us those dollars. The young people that are involved with that organization and all over the city, to see something happen for them is very important to me. Because I think a lot of times the voice of the young person is left out of the narrative. And this is one time where it's not.
Rick Kinney is spearheader of the Clyde Theater renovation and its general manager. Rick, thank you so much for sharing some of your precious pre-opening time with us today. Good luck, and to use your own motto, let art thrive.
Julia, thank you so much.